This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You better set me loose. You better set me free.
We all running free.
Little bit better than you should be. Cause I'm alive. I'm wire. Or that I can shoot bullseye at 500 yards.
No, I just love that.
Blessings you can give, by God. You got to have some self-confidence in this world. But you can't be a confident person that looks down on people that don't have the skills you have, because if you start doing that, you become nothing but a predator. So there's massive censorship that a lot of folks are involved in right now. And PewDiePie, Paul Watson did a report on this guy. I know he's been huge forever, but since they tried to censor him and took a bunch of his sponsors away, he's gotten even bigger. I mean, my older daughter comes home from school and says, can we please watch PewDiePie? You're on some of his new videos. Oh, my gosh, Daddy, you're so famous. Oh, my gosh, Daddy, you're on PewDiePie. You're on PewDiePie. He's so handsome. PewDiePie. In between Paul Watson. I love Paul Watson. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, Paul Watson, he's becoming as popular as PewDiePie, but he's doing serious political analysis, not, you know, the 10 best cat videos. This is so exciting, folks. Because real satisfaction is knowing, even if they take me out or something, we have found all these superstars of liberty like Paul Watson and others. Let's go back to the piece.
A unanimous support of PewDiePie. Even Casey Neistat, a huge liberal YouTuber, is being vocal in his support of PewDiePie. All of this, even though he just gave support to Sargon of Snacker. Disgusting. It's scary because these people have huge influence on kids, and it seems that YouTube itself has turned right.
Yeah, YouTube has really turned right because Casey...
I will be voting for Hillary Clinton.
Neistat is really right-wing. Sargon of Akkad, a self-proclaimed liberal, is really right-wing. PewDiePie, a guy from the most left-wing country on the planet, is really right-wing. This isn't about right-wing. It's about anyone daring to express a thought crime or make a joke that triggers your insatiable desire to ban all the things.
Zeke Heil.
His fake news website, BuzzFeed. How YouTube serves as the content engine of the internet's
dark side.
Oh, and who do we have here? Oh, it's my name, Sargon of Akkad. Then in the very next sentence,
conspiratorial white identity neo-Nazis.
Morally and ethically, shouldn't YouTube be asking itself the same hard questions as Facebook and Twitter about the role it played in a representative democracy?
Yeah, morally and ethically, shouldn't BuzzFeed be asking itself, why BuzzFeed is cancer? What's next? Have you got a secret dossier about how me and Sargon hired hookers to piss on a bed? It never ceases to amaze me how incredibly stupid you regressive twats are. You picked a fight with a guy who has 53 million subscribers. A guy who can rely on the support of other top YouTubers who have a combined total of hundreds of millions of subscribers. And look at what happened. He just red-pilled millions of young people about how your institution is in complete meltdown. How trusted media is crazy. How your ad revenue is dropping off a cliff. When are you going to realize you've lost your ability to control public opinion? When are you going to realize that everyone thinks you're an absolute joke? When are you going to realize that you don't have the moral high ground? Almost everybody hates you because you're making everything joyless and terrible. You've declared war on fun. The star of the much-loved 90s British comedy show Absolutely Fabulous says they can't even resurrect it because too many people would be offended. Most of the movies that have Oscars
bestowed upon them. All right, the full report's up on Infowars.com. I'm tweeting it out at Real Alex Jones. By the way, PewDiePie has 15 billion views in 6 years. No wonder they want to shut him down. They're a bunch of jealous nobodies. Oh, I'm sorry BuzzFeed didn't get into the last press conference because you're fake news that made up pee-pee gate. and nobody reads you but your own little foppish followers and other control freaks. You're a bunch of anti-liberal scum.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Jones, your host, Millie Weaver, one of our reporters, is here in studio with us to be a radio listener. You can always watch at Infowars.com/show, the free feeds, or they're archived every day for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and then large excerpts from posts on YouTube, Facebook, and other third-party platforms. But more and more, we're having to focus on our own platforms because of the massive censorship that is now being executed against us. If you just tuned in, PewDiePie, who has been big for 6 years, has right at 15 million views on YouTube, according to his about page. That's from YouTube. Okay, and this was a few days ago, but joined in 2010, 6.5 years ago, and there he is, almost at 15 billion views. Not to mention all the derivative channels that are out there. It's much higher than that. So. When YouTube told me 2 years ago, their vice president said, listen, you have 5 billion views, not just your channels have a couple billion views, but you have 5 billion views. You've never monetized this. You can monetize everybody's channels and bring in a lot of money to fund yourself. But I didn't want to have everybody's channels get shut down with copyright claims. So I said, no, let's just monetize the 18 channels we have. And so it brings in a fraction of what it would. But people like PewDiePie he brings in years ago more than $10 million a year. Well, they've taken his sponsors away, and YouTube has said, if you make any more Hitler jokes, you're going to be banned. Now, putting this in context, this guy has more viewers than Fox News. Tens of millions every day. The absolute key demographic of young people ages 10 to about 20. He's got the demographic you want for branding for the rest of somebody's life. The guy has more viewers in a couple days than the Super Bowl. But then why is the Super Bowl God? Because it's the old system. And granted, it's got 80 million viewers. It's big. But how do we have 80 million viewers some weeks and we're just nobody? We're just, you know, we're fake news. Who cares? Again, the only thing we haven't figured out how to do in the new media that's bigger than the old media is monetize it to fully displace the globalist press. And they know that. That's why there's a perfect storm of wanting to kick us off the internet, kick us off terrestrial radio, they kick us off XM when Goldman Sachs came in and kind of kicked Clear Channel out. I'm not in business with Clear Channel. They had some nice VPs there that I talked to that, you know, put us on XM a few years ago, 8 years ago, and it was very successful. But just giving people some background here of why I'm talking about this. This isn't just about InfoWars or some guy on YouTube that has, you know, 14 billion plus views, almost 15 billion on one channel. It's about the fact that he did a Charlie Chaplin skit. The guy's anti-Nazi, by the way. And they've taken all his sponsors.
Yeah, and he was making fun of the Nazis. So it's like you can't even make fun of the Nazis because then they're going to point the finger at you anyway for saying something slightly anti-Semitic.
But any other mainstream channel can do whatever they want. We can show leaked WikiLeaks combat video. ABC News can have their own YouTube and show it. They don't get a strike. We do. So what I'm saying is even though we're bigger than the dinosaur media and Drudge is and PewDiePie and everybody, there's hundreds of prominent people that have more views than mainstream media individually. This is how they're shutting us down, is selectively enforcing made-up rules.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. And I've even experienced it myself on my YouTube channel, the Millennial Millie channel.
Tell folks about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I posted a video about how InfoWars is under attack and how, you know, we had our advertisement
last week
and, you know, how that was a big deal. And all the video was just me saying this and saying how we're under attack. And next thing you know, I look on there and YouTube demonetized the video. Now, a separate thing from the monetization aspect, you know, you're not making money once they demonetize. But the main thing is that their algorithms actually promote the videos that are monetized. So what it actually does is it's a way of stifling your video because it's not a priority. They want to
YouTube last week allowed to family audiences a video of gay men defecating on each other and urinating on each other. But because they're gay, it's okay.
Yes, that's exactly.
But if we say a cuss word, they will ban our video and kick us off. Or if you go out to a public event, you go out to interviews, in a public event this weekend, people will come over and say, delete your video. And then somebody, we have the YouTube emails here,
yes,
goes and investigates us. And they almost took our channel down, our video down, because it'll give you a strike. But they said, no, actually, you weren't showing personal or secret data. No,
yeah.
There's no perception of privacy when you're at a public event in a woman's face, three women around Millie bullying her. So I want to get to this because when you show document cam shots for TV viewers so people can actually see the letter. But this is what we deal with, where we can't go to public rallies where they yell, scream, and cuss at us.
And
we bleep it out on YouTube. We simply show them physically threatening a woman, and then we're the bad people. See, because they're God. And this is why they've been set up as the political movement to take over, because they have no morals. And I don't mean morals in what they do sexually. I mean, they have no sense of justice. Go ahead, I'm ranting.
That's exactly it. You know, I'm out at this event. I'm covering the news. I'm just reporting. I'm going up. I'm conducting interviews with a microphone. And, you know, everybody saw that I was clearly conducting interviews. And the people actually came up and willfully participated in the interview. And it was only later that these three huge butch lesbians came up to me and started threatening me. And I'm a pretty reasonable. Use that little.
By the way, you were out there.
I would definitely agree and say, you know what? It wasn't even that great of an interview.
By the way, you were out there by yourself because the cameraman was doing stuff in the car at that point.
Because
they waited until the one man that was with you left. Then they came over. Plus, People run over and scream the whole time, don't talk to her. She's with InfoWars. And even when someone wants to talk to you, people come over and try to stop them. So it's this, again, it's a cult in my view.
It is. That's exactly what it is. And they're just big bullies. And you can see right here in the video footage, they're bullying me here. They're threatening me that if I don't delete the footage in my camera, that they are posturing at me like they're going to stop me. They're going to, you know, beat me up. The girl even smacked my camera in this. You know, I mean, they were getting pretty aggressive. And some of these, not this one, but these other girls here, they were like 6 feet tall. They were huge. So at the same point, it's like, okay, you're going to bully me.
You're a small woman. How tall are you?
I'm probably about 5'5". Yeah, you know, I'm small compared to these women.
Well,
if you
Google, anybody can search engine this, lesbians have the highest level of family violence in any group. I'm not against lesbians. My whole thing is I've seen the stereotype in Austin to be the real deal where, I mean, it's like, you know, cigarettes up, wrapped up, you know, on the shoulder like James Dean. I'm in your face. There it is. This is what domestic violence. Thing. I mean, it's just, I don't get how the archetype of being inclusive to the press, inclusive to a woman, women are being beaten up all over the country when they go to Trump events or Milo events, and these people are proud of it. I don't understand, and then we're the bad people.
And the craziest part to me is, okay, they were mad because they said I violated their safe space, which nobody knows the rules to violating their safe space. So they just
arbitrarily make them up. The
exactly.
safe space is in front of the Capitol at a rally at night.
Exactly. I guess so. But anyway, you know, I
public
go
places,
to them.
They own them.
Yeah, that's what they think. And so
they come out to a rally to get attention on the news. The news shows up. And because it's InfoWars, because we're, say, 1,000 times bigger than a local TV station, let's say 2,000 times bigger. Let's not underestimate, maybe 3 times 1,000, because we're so huge and so real. We're not human. We don't have any rights.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, what the craziest part is. Some of these were transgender people most likely taking hormones, steroids, whatever else, testosterone. And, you know, between men and women, there's like a rule almost, like an unspoken rule that our culture has that men don't attack women. Men don't hit women. And women
a bunch of men are about to come kill you.
Yeah. And so what it was, okay, they're coming up to me almost like looking somewhat very masculine, almost like men, probably taking these hormones.
Well,
but in their mind, they thought
guessing.
They could
That's part of the culture. We don't know. We're speculating. They look, they're very, very aggressive. Absolutely. I'm going to skip this break because we have more time. It's like a 12-minute report. Now, again, we can't even use the name of what was in the news, what was in the paper. We can't use the official name because then we'll be censored on YouTube for using a word they say we can't use, which was appropriated. The word queer just means strange or unusual. Then it was used as an insult or a pejorative. And so now these groups, which is fine, have taken the term on as a thing of pride. But what they're saying is in literature, art, and culture, only they can use it. Well, now they took the word gay, though, which just means a happy day. Or, you know, a gay lad or, you know, a gay puppy or whatever. It was a gay day. So, again, more and more words are appropriate, and we now see the game. We first give them the first words they want. They're just using these people. This is the globalists, admittedly, wanting to come in and end the language, end debate, ban whiteboards because somebody might write something on them that hurts somebody's feelings. Truly, ban everything.
That's truly it. And, you know, as far as these emails that I got from YouTube saying that I needed to basically remove this content or blur these people out, well, the people, I'm assuming it was the people that came up and bullied me because they were the ones who were so adamant against this video. They were probably the ones who made the complaint, and they said that I used their personal information, which is not true because that would be like your social security number, your phone number, your address. So they made a false complaint. And
we've had these fake reports.
Yeah.
In fact, this weekend, I almost called you to come on Sunday. And I said, I'll let her have some time. But I was going to call you guys and say, watch, someone's going to put a report in.
Yeah.
Because I know this is what happens.
Let's go over
more of these letters for a minute, because this is happening. Again, this is for you going to a public rally, showing them acting aggressively, meanly, I would say abusively, in my opinion. But again, we have to be penalized. Let's go over this letter. Go ahead and read it.
Yeah, they want to censor us, you know, and if we don't fight back, if we don't say, hey, this is enough, then they're going to win. This is what, you know, basically they started out saying that this is to notify you that we've received a privacy complaint from an individual regarding your content. And this is where they basically just tried to say that I was, you know, using somebody's public private information. And then I disputed it because if we don't dispute this stuff, then we lose and they silence us. And this is
yeah, they take your channel down.
Exactly. This is what I part of what I said. I'll just
they also
some
froze
of the, highlights.
The comments on the video.
It said, "I've reviewed the alleged privacy complaint. This is a false complaint. All people shown spoke into my handheld microphone with foreknowledge that I was conducting interviews. No private information of anyone is ever displayed anywhere within the video. Everything shown in this video is from the public and what people willfully displayed in the public at a public event."
Absolutely.
Everything
no perception of privacy, especially in a rally. A rally is the one absolute place you have no privacy.
Yes, and I just went on to say that everything shown in this video falls under public domain and fair use and is protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution and the Fair Use Doctrine. And then, lo and behold, YouTube comes back to me later and says, oh, okay, we reviewed the complaint, and basically it doesn't violate any rules, and, you know, they're not going to
review
it.
Now, again, a lot of viewers are asking, why are we obsessing over one video and what happened? Because it's a microcosm of a guy that has 14.7 billion views, almost 15 billion views, the biggest thing in the world, okay? I mean, let's just say it. PewDiePie is the biggest thing on TV, internet world, period. Like, Drudge is the biggest thing when it comes to news, okay? Here we are, right below that tier, but hardcore info, reaching the politicos, the military, world leaders. I mean, InfoWars isn't just talking to kids.
Yep.
Kids are great to talk to, but I'm very proud of the fact that we have a very highbrow audience, okay, when it comes to you know, the intelligentsia, people like General Flynn and many, many others that are in the White House right now. But you look at this, again, this is them taking something totally wholesome, totally good that we did, bleeping out the cussing, all of it, and then it's our fault when clearly they're the ones misbehaving. By any yardstick, this is a false claim, a false report, and as outrageous as an attack on the First Amendment. Just like I saw people getting beat up all over D.C. with their families trying to get into the inauguration. The news then announced that I was arrested for fighting. None of it was even true. The police were protecting me, just like Cleveland. So they said the same thing in Cleveland. I was arrested. They sit there with fake news all day saying we're the fake news and saying Donald Trump's a liar. He isn't bringing jobs back when every number shows no president's ever done it this quick. Took Reagan 4 years to get it going like this. Trump's done it in 45 days. It's insane. But again, it's a total inversion of reality. So if they can shut down other top YouTubers and us, they can shut anybody down. And this is happening right now. And people need to understand that they can't just take this information for granted. They need to understand that we're in very, very dark times because, yes, we're winning politically, but that's why big corporations and governments want to shut us down and shut you down because we are winning, folks. We're that close. It's why they're out bullying the town halls and the city councils and the state houses. It's why they're death threatening everybody. It's why they're calling for President Trump's death because he's a nationalist, populist champion of incredible courage, taking action and defeating the enemy like nothing I've ever seen. They call that bootlicking. That's called reality. Okay, if Trump was going sideways, I'd be all over him like King Kong. Okay, it's just not true. The attacks on him are misrepresentations. They censor him. He says fake news is the enemy of the American people. They go, oh, he says all media is the enemy and he wants to shut down the media. Never said any of that. They lie. They're the ones calling for us to be shut down. Obama signed the bill to start shutting down the alternative media. We are the media. We're winning, audience. Know that. Support our local M&M affiliates, because that may be the only place we're on soon, the way this is going.
Exactly.
I mean, I've been kicked off XM, despite the fact it was huge revenue. Clear Channel was making a lot of money selling ads on my show. We were one of the most popular shows on XM, a political talk. They wanted to give me my own channel. And then the foreign investors came in and said, you take him off. Then the same foreign multinational groups came in and bought me off the local station I was on. They said, we'll give you $100,000. A quarter to take him off and put these sponsors in. And they said, no, and they said $200,000, $300,000. I mean, so they just said, okay. I mean, that's what goes on, folks, to shut us up. Why is it? Because if we ever catch fire, which is starting to happen, you think we're big now? Wait till we really catch fire. It's over for them.
Yep.
Millie, I'm ranting. Sorry, go
ahead. Yeah, well, that's exactly it. And if you're somebody on YouTube that wants to just put out a bunch of mindless entertainment that's just, you know, nothing interesting. There's no political.
But they're even shutting that down now because they don't.
Yeah.
They can't compete with even Blither.
Yeah.
And Blither's better than them trying to hurt families and globalism and tell us GMO's good. So the fact is they don't want anybody that's got an audience but them.
Exactly, because they want it controlled. They want it in their spectrum where they can do their programming. It's just like, you know, what Mika Zabrinsky said the other day on air. We're the ones that control the programming. We're the ones that control
that
what
shows
the
her arrogance.
Think.
I mean,
it's exactly what they think.
They're so arrogant. That's behind closed doors. They say that now they're externalizing the method. Look, this is a 12-minute video Let's just play a few minutes from the first to get a flavor, then fast forward to the bullying at the end. And again, give folks the name of the video.
The name of the video is Ultimate Cringe. I think it was Queer Dance Freakout at the Governor's Mansion. There it is, LGBTQ Dance Freakout Protest, Ultimate Cringe Video.
Yeah, again, we didn't use the name. They gave it queer.
Yes.
Because they'll probably talk about
that's their event.
Saying, we can't even say the name they said.
Yeah,
that word's theirs, nobody else's. This is an attack on language, just like 1984, and they're using our own liberal sensibilities to get us to give up our speech because they know Americans are very tolerant and very liberal. I'm very liberal in my life about don't hurt somebody, don't hurt yourself.
Yes.
You do whatever you want. Everybody knows that. People know that about Trump. That's why they misrepresent it. Let's go to the report.
Let me get this straight. You want conservatives to be tolerant of you and let you guys use any bathroom you choose, but you're going to be intolerant towards me just because I have an InfoWars microphone.
So I've watched InfoWars before. You call people like me cucks, lipthards, betas, and crony PCY babies. So
when they go effing like male, I won. What is that about you? See, he doesn't even get it.
Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com. We're here in Austin, Texas, outside of the Governor's Mansion, where there's a dance-off festival being held. Well, the image of this festival showed a picture of Donald Trump having his brains blown out by a rainbow that was coming out of a vagina with wings. So you can see that there's a lot of anti-Donald Trump sentiment here. It's also important to note that the governor of Texas is handicapped and does use a wheelchair.
And they had kids there. They had naked women running around. They had people, you know, just engaging in disgusting behavior.
It's the fall of society.
You can't really dance with them, even if you wanted to. So let's go ahead and talk to them and see how they feel about Donald Trump. But the main thing here is, are they going to be tolerant towards me because I'm an InfoWars supporter while they're trying to say that conservatives need to be tolerant of them?
And you're classically feminine, too. They don't like that.
What were you saying about InfoWars?
I just said that's InfoWars.
Well, what brings
that's
you
a pretty
out
nice
here today?
Person. I remember that.
The dance party.
InfoWars! Let me get this straight. You want conservatives to be tolerant of you and let you guys use any bathroom you choose, but you're going to be intolerant towards me.
Most people came from very oppressive families. You told them sex was bad and stuff. So now they go to the other extreme.
Before. You call people like me cucks, lipthards, betas, and crony PCY crony babies. So you.
That's just because, excuse me, sir, we're not saying that directed towards homosexuals in any way.
What's happening over here?
Well, we're just trying to talk to people. What brings you out here today?
Well, who are you?
And again, the people ask why we leave
we're
the blind ones here because we're not editing.
We're InfoWars.
We cut off the dead space. We're showing what happened.
We would be considered anti-establishment.
Okay. There was one guy that's kind of funny. And he's like, you know,
talking to different people.
He starts proposing to you.
Yeah, that was this lady here. She was like trying to basically tell me I needed to disclose who I was to her.
Even though it's a, you got a flag on the microphone.
Yeah.
What that means?
I guess not.
Perspective.
We don't lobby. We just report the news.
We're libertarians, man. We're here to help.
People should be able to use whatever bathroom they want.
Yeah?
So, bathrooms. Bathrooms. What's obsessed on bathrooms?
Do people buy their pronouns?
No, I don't, but I think it's a very courteous and kind thing to do. My pronoun is they.
They?
Honestly,
yeah,
I'm
that's
not here.
A they's pronoun.
I mean, look, this looks like a total cult. I'm sorry.
I have a hard time with the pronoun thing because it wants you to speak grammatically.
This is in public schools and colleges everywhere. You have the G, Z, all this, you know, Star Trek kook baloney.
Excuse me.
They can never talk, never have points.
Don't you guys want tolerance? I'm tolerant? Yes. No.
She's just cursing me out, and then I'm like, are you tolerant? She's like, I'm tolerant? Yes.
And other people try to talk to you, and later they won't let you talk to them. Alex Jones needs a drug test because I have energy.
I think that most of the people there would not have passed a drug test.
What's he saying? Give Alex Jones a drug test. I mean, well, what does that even mean? Like, I'm not the one running around in circles with a bunch of naked people and, you know, kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, right by the Capitol in the Governor's Mansion in the middle of the street. They're like running around naked, going, like they're all insane. And then we're just sitting here trying to cover it, and they're mad at us, and we need to be drug tested. See, the power of the state needs to come in and get us. We're going to come back and show the bullying and the Dr. Corsi's that breaking news.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
At the start of the next hour, we've got a very important investigative report by Rob Jacobson and Darren McGreen dealing with the plan that was laid out in a book published just a month ago by Chelsea Clinton that's gotten no attention, calling for global government through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with her at the head of it. Now, that all got dropped because, or at least got postponed for the time being, because by the grace of God, obviously, Hillary Clinton did not get in. But that's how big the stakes were. So a special report. Then Gerald Celente at about 15 after joins us, the trends forecaster for the balance of the hour. And then Josh Owen is going to be hosting the fourth hour. Yeah, Owen Schroyer. I always cross Josh Owen and Owen Schroyer together. The teleprompter free, one of our great camera and editors, Josh Owen with Owen Schroyer. Owen Schroyer, our social justice warrior slayer, he'll be hosting the fourth hour of the Blitzkrieg of the News and Information. We're going to go to Dr. Jerome Corsi here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to finish up with our own Millie Weaver, or Leanne McAdoo, no. Millie Weaver, but those names aren't that close.
Yeah.
With this weekend, what day was this by the Capitol? Friday?
I think it was Thursday.
Thursday, okay. So you have the LGBTQ, but now it's 50 designations, according to Facebook, folks out there, and whether they're trannies or women, men, whatever, I don't hate any of them. Okay, I don't want to sit here and say that over and over again. There's just this presumption that we're all out to get you, and you're movie stars, and we're bad people, and you know you should be able to train our kids at age 5 to do whatever you want. And so Millie's talking about this video they tried to get taken down off YouTube, saying that we were in a private event showing private information. And YouTube rightfully said, no, this is a false claim. But the reason I'm covering it is it's happening everywhere now. And a lot of times they're actually honoring these things and taking channels down and taking the sponsorship of one channel that has 14, almost 15 billion views that we talked about earlier, PewDiePie. So they want to shut down not just InfoWars, not just Drudge, not just Breitbart, who they're taking the sponsors away from and banning them off ad roll and all the rest of the same stuff's happening. And then, you know, kicking our apps, Breitbart's apps off of iTunes. This is outrageous interference. This is serious racketeering in my view, and I've talked to lawyers. And they think that's the case. But now they're trying to get rid of channels that are just entertainment because they're so big, and it makes the corporations look bad and makes them jealous that PewDiePie has billions of viewers a year, way bigger than CNN, even bigger than Fox News, and he's incredibly popular with teenagers. So Millie's really popular with teenagers. Paul Watson is the second biggest thing on YouTube, bigger than Milo, bigger than Gavin McGinnis, who are all great guys. It's not about who's the biggest. But our own Paul Watson has over 10 million views conservatively a week just on YouTube and Facebook. His tweets get more impressions than the BBC combined. That's been in the news. Hundreds of millions of impressions every week. Hundreds of millions of people read it. Folks, what I'm telling you is that's why they're all panicking, is because Trump understands this is happening and is riding in on this wave. How can they stand against this? We're going to play this clip of the bullying, but go ahead with some final points, Millie.
Well, just a final point on that is, you know, what Paul Watson was talking about with conservatism being the new counterculture, the new punk rock, we do have a lot of young people wanting to tune in to our channels, wanting to see what we have to say. And they're becoming, you know, very interested, and it's diverting away from the mainstream media television programming. And that's the problem. They want to control the minds of the youth, and they don't like the fact that we're influencing them.
And look, well, while we're talking about being inclusive here in liberal Austin, I've had in the last week, this always happens with McAdoo, but I've had two guys and one lady come over and say, I have a crush on Millie Weaver. More of her on the show. So the point is, we're just dominating, and we're not here bragging how big we are. It's that fake stream media, old dinosaur media, is already imploding, and they don't know what to do, and so that's why they're trying to shut us down. We're going to go to Dr. Corsi here in about 2 minutes, but here it is. They wanted this at a public event taken down. They were saying, telling her to erase footage she had of an interview they consented to in front of the Capitol at a rally with the media in attendance.
Yes.
No perception of privacy. You gave the interview. Then they tried to take down, or someone claiming they were them, take down our YouTube channel because of it. Again, this is the mindset. They're bullying and threatening a woman, but it's okay because they're LGBTQ, barbecue, whatever it is. Here it is.
What's your number one cause that you're fighting for? I mean, you can't prioritize people's lives, you know? It's an intersectional thing. So, I mean, gay rights, trans rights, rights of all marginalized people, especially people of color, like, you can't rape them. I don't know what the f*** is going on, honestly. I don't understand where we are. I don't know how we got here. We just need to dance. I swear, that is, like, the solution.
Who's she talking to?
Yeah. But I was dressed
as a woman. These women butt in. Here it is.
Yeah, what YouTube channel, though? Why are you guys, like, coming up to me like that?
Because you want to know, because you killed my partner for stuff. You killed my partner. Stop. Why are you being so crazy and weird?
Why am I? You guys are being crazy.
We're asking to do film about my partner, and that's their now personal image. So you have to delete that. They don't want that on there anymore.
Okay.
So
yeah,
can you?
I'd like to see
it.
Sure, I'll delete it.
Okay. Can you? Someone watch you do it right now.
Someone watch you do it right now.
rainbow snatch disguise right now. Everything was going great. I was interviewing these SJWs. I was trying my best to, you know, to blend in and mesh with their, you know, their programming and whatnot, their political correctness as Rainbow Snatch. And as I'm going along, I interviewed these transgender lesbian types, and they ended up, you know, asking me some questions after the interview, and it was pretty, it was really a boring interview. Nothing really exciting happened in this interview. And then afterward, they're like, oh, where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? Is that on YouTube? You know,
well,
look me up on.
What it was they were completely, like, surrounding me and
pushing
me, hitting the camera into my face, posturing that they were going to, you know, beat me
up. Hear it.
But they didn't realize that I got them coming up and threatening me. All of them have their own safe spaces with different rules.
All right, Millie, closing comments. I'm going to go to Dr. Corsi. I appreciate you having the courage to do that, but we've got to send out some more crew with you, because as soon as your camera guy went to the car to get some more, you know, batteries, that's when they descended on you.
Yes, that's exactly it. And, you know, you don't know when these people are going to get triggered. They're so volatile. I really do think that there's a mental illness somewhat plays a role in why somebody would come up and threaten me like this and try to bully me into, you know, turning my footage off or deleting footage. And the bottom line is,
well,
I mean,
more than mental illness,
camera.
More than mental illness, and of course that's your opinion, my opinion, we can all have opinions.
Yeah.
It's a sense of entitlement.
That's what it
is. It's a raging entitlement and arrogance.
That's exactly what it is. And they felt like, they said I violated their safe space and that they had a right for me to delete their footage because I violated their safe space, which I don't even know how I did that or how I could have done that as Rainbow Snatch, okay?
All right, what do you got coming up next? I know you're working on a lot of stuff. We got full coverage tonight, 7 o'clock, an hour before Trump. Then we'll have the live event where he speaks to Congress in his biggest speech yet, in his own words. And then after that, we're going to have live coverage afterwards tonight, 7 o'clock Central. It kicks off. There'll be free feeds at Infowars.com/show. What else is coming up?
Well, we're just excited to see Donald Trump's press conference. You know, that's going to be coming out tonight, and we got some really cool bullet points, which Trump's going to be talking on. He's going to be talking on jobs, education. He's going to be talking about some issues and how he's going to help improve some of the inner cities.
All right. Thank you so much. Great job, Millie. But again, we have to illustrate they wanted this taken down, tried to have it taken down for our free speech when they're the ones hitting her, slapping her, and threatening her. Dr. Jerome Corsi doesn't need any introduction. He's on Twitter at twitter.com/Jerome_Corsi. We got Gerald Celente coming up in the next hour. Dr. Corsi will be with us till 5 after. He has got some major breaking news. He received his PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72. He's currently senior staff writer now here at Infowars.com for our Washington Bureau, which he's setting up and developing and getting going. And, of course, he's written 3 New York Times number one bestsellers, formerly headed up a lot of operations there at the GreatWorldNetDaily.com. And, again, he's got major breaking news. Part 2, the story is up on Infowars.com right now, dealing with what really happened with Obamacare and where Obama looted the money. Exclusive, Obama illegally robbed Fannie Mae, Freddie to fund Obamacare. Now, that's yesterday's article. The new article we're going to tell you about here in a moment that's up on Infowars.com. Dr. Corsi is going to join us to break that down. So fill us in on the first article and now part two. I mean, you're linked to court cases. You're linked to the public record. No one else has reported this. I guess one of your White House tipsters told you, hey, you might want to look at this. Simply amazing.
Well, the information did come from inside some of the top consultants in Washington said, we've got to look at this. And what the story is that Fannie and Freddie were the two mortgage giants. These are the two federal mortgage giants were suffering losses in 2008, 2009, although I'm not even sure now that the losses were there. I think that might be a cover story, too. At any rate, the federal government put through the Treasury $187 billion in notes into Fannie and Freddie. Where there's investors, there's private investors in Fannie and Freddie. And what we found out was that when Congress would not allow taxpayer money to go into paying the insurance subsidies in Obamacare, the Obama administration just put these two mortgage giants into a conservatorship and stole the money. The investors didn't get a penny. All the dividends, all the earnings, all the profits went into the Treasury, and the Treasury used the money to pay for Obamacare subsidies.
Now, you're an expert in banking and fraud, and have been a consultant to the government, State Department, you know, I mean, so more than a journalist, you're an expert on this area. How big is this? How criminal is this? How massive is this scandal?
Well, it's huge. I mean, this is $187 billion that was just stolen by the illegally taken. You know, the administrative branch of the executive branch is not able to have taxing powers, and it can't just reallocate money that's supposed to go to private investors, which is the nature of Fannie and Freddie, steal that money from them, say, you're not going to get paid anything. Your rights as a shareholder, we're going to ignore. And that money then comes into Treasury, and Treasury says, well, Congress told us we can't use taxpayer money to pay for the Obamacare subsidies. Obamacare's broke, so in order to keep it from going bankrupt, we'll just steal this money. We'll just confiscate it from Fannie and Freddie and put it into Obamacare. Now, that also weakens Fannie and Freddie so that they're vulnerable should there be another financial downturn, because that money also should have gone to propping up the reserves of the two mortgage giants. It's a huge theft, and at the victims in this are the shareholders of Fannie and Freddie and the mortgage holders who are depending upon a strong Fannie and Freddie in the future have the capital needed to underwrite the mortgages in this country. And the Obama administration simply did this surreptitiously. I mean, it's taken us 2 years to really figure out what happened. And as we're now getting court cases proceeding, that's what my second article is about. We're getting documents. They tried to keep almost 11,000 documents. First it was 50,000 documents. Now they're down to 11,000 documents.
So that's how this is coming out, is via discovery. And your link to it all, what's crazy is, when you said I have an exclusive a few days ago, you told me about it, and I went and search engined it, and certainly there was nothing there. Then when I read your first article, you were linked to federal lawsuits. You'd think MSM, even if they're, you know, anti-Trump, would not want to rip off the taxpayer and would want to expose $100+ billion swindle just to begin with, but they don't. They're so much worse than they even were 5 years ago. At least you still had people, you know, at CBS who would expose Fast and Furious. Now it seems like they've culled everyone. They've run everybody off that had any basic decency. I mean, if Trump was doing something like this, I'd expose it instantly. I cannot believe the criminal level of the collusion that's going on.
Well, the mainstream media is determined to run the story that Obamacare is successful, that people have gotten insurance that they need that wouldn't otherwise be insured. Now, what they aren't saying is that the exorbitant cost on others getting insurance, and in fact, the need to steal money from Fannie and Freddie, these two mortgage giants, in order to keep the insurance subsidies afloat. The truth is that Obamacare is already bankrupt. It has been bankrupt.
And the truth is, right. We know that they knew it was a giant looting operation all along. It was never even meant to help people, but to take over 1/7 of the U.S. economy, which they now admit is wrecked, but they act like it was just a mistake. No, from your own research and from my own research, clearly, is it correct to say, Dr. Corsi, this was engineered as a screw job, in their own words, to ruin health care, to then bring in single payer? They admit that.
It was rigged to fail from the very beginning. Obamacare was created to fail, and the fail-safe was going to be the federal government comes in and takes over the entire healthcare industry. But the story here is that to take over the healthcare industry, they also took over the housing industry. They've also gone into Fannie and Freddie, which are the basic.
And that's the key. They used laws they did in the 90s to allow the bubble with the Clintons. Then they come in with the banking regulation, housing reform laws with Frank Dodd, as you know.
Yes.
Let's elaborate on that, which shuts down the small banks, the small lenders, and only lets the mega banks engage in it. Again, further vertical integration.
And it pushed all the mortgage market into Fannie and Freddie. Fannie and Freddie.
Which they then looted criminally. This is incredible, including private investors. That's what's in the lawsuit, correct?
It's in the lawsuit. I mean, you've got private investors out there who bought stock and are just being told, we're told by the Obama administration, you're not going to get anything in your stock because we confiscated it into the Treasury.
So this is like a bail-in. This is like Cyprus or Greece, where they just grab 30% of your bank account, but instead they just grab investors' systems that the government manages, showing us we don't want the government managing private investments.
And they lied. They were saying, well, we have to put a conservatorship here and take over the profits because Fannie and Freddie are failing.
You know, the story here is that your articles are so well documented. How in Hades did this never break? And now it's been out for 24 hours, and no one's even picking it up. This is sensational.
I'm finding in the Twitter feed, or look at my Twitter, look at what's going on in InfoWars, that now there are literally millions of people aware that the Obama...
No, I know we're reaching people, but so it's a great story. What I'm saying is the silence from MSM is deafening.
Yeah. Well, they're going to ignore this because, I mean, the Obama administration robbed the housing industry to keep afloat a failing health care.
And by the way, that's not rhetoric. This is clear cut. But, I mean, you're a fraud expert. You're a banking expert. Explain to people in layman's terms in 60 seconds what he did.
Well, I mean, I was the one who caught HSBC on their money laundering.
You're
they got a $1.9 billion fine. It was my stories that broke that. And here I'm saying we've got a major scandal in that the Obama administration has been risking putting the mortgage industry at financial peril in order to bail out an already bankrupt Obamacare program, and that which is criminal. You can't just take the investors' earnings away, the dividends away, and say, well, the Treasury is just going to confiscate them. That's what Obama said. And to the risk of the mortgage market. I mean, Fannie and Freddie now are the pillars upon which our mortgage market depends. And by taking out, you know, over $200 billion in profits from Fannie and Freddie, they've put Fannie and Freddie in a much more risky financial position than had that money gone to dividend payers.
Sure, but the key here is I read the statutes you quote, and plus I've studied the law because we all covered the housing crisis. I don't have, you know, degrees from Harvard like you, but I mean, I can, you know, read the law and see what happened. This is clear cut illegal. It was done clear cut in secret. Just the so-called mandate in Obamacare, where Obama could kind of, you know, manipulate it how he wanted to, that still doesn't let him break the law. So what needs to happen? What do listeners need to do now to counter Obama and Gruber and everybody that call us dumb idiots? How do we become not dumb idiots and make sure he gets brought to justice? Because I think Trump is being really nice. He needs to get on the offensive against Hillary with the Russian connections and the Chinese connections. Former Congressman Kurt Weldon exposed last week here with you that's admitted. We need to get on the offense with this Obamacare thing. And listen, have Sessions go after Obama. Obama has moved in 2 miles from the White House in a bunker, 30,000 activists. Trump comes out and says he thinks Obama is behind the unrest. Obama admits he's behind it. He's the quarterback for the coach that's George Soros. So it's not like we're looking for trouble. These are seditious people. And I agree with Mike Savage. It's time to take the gloves off, man. When foreign banks are trying to overthrow the government and kill the president and shut down the free press, it's time to go after them.
Well, I agree. I mean, this is outrageous. Congress specifically told Obama he could not use tax money in order to pay these Obamacare subsidies. The Obama administration had no way to pay them. So they start looking around. They figure, we've got this pot of money over in the mortgage Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and we can just go over and confiscate it. Legally, just take illegally, no law, no authorization, completely in violation of the Constitution, which does not allow the executive branch to begin to be its own taxing agent. And here Obama said, we're just going to secretly take this money under a ruse that Fannie and Freddie
sure,
are.
Sure, let me ask you this, because as this comes out, we know they're going to claim this. They're going to say, well, this gave us the power to tax, which you and I said years before it was law, it was. They said, oh, it's not a tax. Then they hire 18,000 IRS agents, all the rest of it. Then the Supreme Court says it's a tax. So under this, was this a new power of the executive? So Obama's saying, hey, I can just grab private investments. I can grab hundreds of billions of people's money that they've invested in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac system because I have this new power. So if that's the case, what else did he do we haven't learned about?
Well, in fact, I'm going to tell you, this story is just getting going. I mean, we're just beginning to get into it. It's very similar to what happened in the General Motors bankruptcy when Obama came in and confiscated the money of the subordinated debt holders who were first in line, really should have been first in line, instead of taking the stock in, which Obama did, giving it to the labor union and told subordinated debt holders who I know or my friends in Wall Street that they dared complain about it, they would never work in that business again. And that's how the Obama administration's operated. Now we know they've confiscated the dividend earnings of the private shareholders of Fannie and Freddie, and really diverted that money, confiscated it without authorization from Congress, diverted it to pay for Obamacare when Obamacare was going bankrupt on these insurance subsidies. Now, if that isn't entirely a set of criminal actions that ultimately involves Geithner and the, you know, other heads of Treasury when this was going on from between 2012 and 2016, and it's still going on today.
Wow, I mean, wow. Well, Dr. Corsi, everybody's got to get your articles out there on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Real Alex Jones on Twitter. It's just super important for everybody to get these out. We're going to have more reports from you in the next few days. I'm going to come back in just a moment. I want to ask you about the big speech tonight, the fact that even Bloomberg admits it's small investors that are actually making the market go up while big investors try to implode it selfishly just to kill our nationalist movement, just like we see the EU doing with Brexit. It's so transparent. They've clearly miscalculated. The poll numbers show that. We're going to talk to you about that in just one moment and then do one more segment with you if you can. Dr. Jerome Corsi of InfoWars is our guest, setting up our Washington Bureau as we speak. But coming to Quentin Carter, who does security around here, but also works with some of the products and, you know, proves up some of the self-defense items that we carry in the store. Weldy came over and said, hey, Q brought this over. The new shirt came in. This is the proof. The shirts are coming in next week. They'll be shipped out to you. This is the new mega viral shirt. I can feel it. I know it. And it was Q's idea. I said, what should the new viral shirt be? I want something like the Hillary for President shirt that looks the same. He said, how about Trump Pence 2020? And I said, genius. And I said, also keeping America great. And on the back it says, America first in 1776. That's what a nation state is. That's what a country is. And so they act like it's dirty. Let's exercise our free speech. Let's get out there. If you pre-order the shirt, again, that you see Q wearing, if you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com/show. You can see the video feed. Or go to InfowarsStore.com. You can see the shirt. And it's $9.95. Now, again, an XXXL large costs like $7 a piece. A small costs like $4. On average, they cost a little over $5. They're printed right here in the United States. They're high quality. You meet like-minded people. You spread the word. You stand up against those that want to try to intimidate our free speech. You stand up against the globalist, and you fund the operation with a couple dollars each shirt. But the solidarity this shows, the power this shows at the upcoming Trump rallies and the big mega rally he's going to have, this is the new shirt. And so we will ship these out in the next week and a half or so, as soon as they come in. That they're being made right now. The 18-wheeler's going to be on its way, I'm told, in 2 days. And so it's the great folks we've been using for over a decade to make a lot of our shirts, and they're coming. So Trump Pence 2020. Q, what do you think of the shirt?
Absolutely love the shirt. Red, white, and blue. You know, bearing true faith and allegiance to the United States of America. America first. That's the whole point. We've been a great nation for a long time, and it's time to make it better again. It's time to not allow people to take away our right of free speech. You know, they're loud, they're vocal, they love to talk about it. Let's do the same thing.
And again, this is a shirt that isn't too shocking. It's classy. It looks good. And it's your right to wear it. And I'm going to start wearing these shirts. I've got my proof that just came in. That's it. You're wearing. I'm going to start wearing this sucker out there because, you know, I wear it sometimes and I just want to have the kids with me. It's got to be done. These people want to intimidate us. They want to get in our face. Hey, reality check. It's a guy trying to cut your taxes. The economy's already exploding for the little guy. The globalists are pissed because we finally have a president that wants to actually be the president and not a New World Order globalist. So get the shirt, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And in closing, before we go back to Dr. Corsi here in just a minute, we have specials that will end tomorrow that go back to them ticking us off ad roll and Google ads, where we go outside of the operation, run ads, sell products to fund this information warfare system, where truth's our secret weapon. And so those specials are 33% off, 40% off, 25% off on the nutraceuticals and so many items and water filtration systems. Those are going to end. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also have the world's best reusable air filtration mask. Unbelievable. These are so comfortable. They work so good in the shop or in the bad pollen. We're out in L.A. with all the smog and the rest of it. It's incredible. We've got the RZ air filtration systems with the replacement filters and more at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our newest item. We only bring in the best. Thank you, Cube. We'll be back. I want to thank you all for your support. Dr. Corsi, 70 seconds away.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Message and data rate.